There's a fairly common sentiment that's often said, if there's not something you're willing to die for, you have nothing to live for. Today, as we remember and relive the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, we remember what he did this for us. Our beautiful first reading from the prophet Isaiah, talking about how he was crushed in infirmity because of our sins laid upon him. But he did it for a reason. His suffering was not pointless. It was for us. Our gospel over and over again talks about the identity of Jesus Christ. Are you Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Nazarene? And he says those two words which caused the Jewish people to fall down. I am. This is God. This is the Son of God in front of them. They know well what those two words mean as Jesus says them. We hear later, too, that Pilate brings him out and says, Ecce homo. Behold the man. This is who Jesus is. God and man come to us, and he suffers for our sake. When we read the book of the prophet Isaiah today, it shows that attitude, I think, that we should have. Even as many were amazed at him, so marred was his look beyond human semblance, and his appearance beyond that of the Son of Man, so shall he startle many nations. Because of him, kings shall stand speechless. For those who have not been told shall see. Those who have not heard shall ponder. Knowing the identity of who is undergoing this torture, this death, this suffering, how can we not stand and be amazed, looking upon his marred appearance, standing speechless before him, not just for what he has suffered, but for why he has suffered for us. Think of what great value God places upon us, that the Son of God would undergo this. Many of us have a crucifix in our house, in every room perhaps, and we just kind of get accustomed to it. But today we need to see that marred appearance, that crushed infirmity of our Lord, the Son of God, and marvel, speechless and amazed at how valuable he finds us. Despite our sinfulness, in spite of our weakness, we have a high priest who understands our infirmities and who is willing to take that burden upon himself. How many people in this world today live without hope, thinking that life has no meaning, that there is no value, that suffering is worthless? But how could we possibly think that when we see what the Son of God, Creator of our universe and of all that we have, was willing to undergo for our sake? We hear at the end of the gospel passion today that this has been told so that we may come to believe. What do we need to believe? Not just that this happened. It is a historical fact with more documentary evidence than the existence of Julius Caesar. We know it happened, but do we believe why? That God, the Son of God, was willing to undergo this for our sake. That we, each and every one of us, were that loved, are that loved, and that important, that Christ would suffer for us. Today, as we come forward to venerate his cross, We remember not just the torture and the pain that he endured for our sake, but why he did it, and we venerate that instrument of our salvation, that Christ would enter into death for our sake to save us from it. How appropriate is it that we would then bow, genuflect, kiss that very cross, that instrument of love on which Christ hung for us. Brothers and sisters, as we come forward today, as we remember what we have heard and what our Lord underwent, do not forget the why. God did this because he loved us so much that he would become obedient even unto death, death on a cross. May we stand amazed, speechless, and truly see today not just the horror of what happened, but amazed and speechless at the love behind it.